This is KCUR 89.3. David Muhammad is a teacher at Shawnee Mission East High School, where he's known for encouraging respectful debates about topics such as the Confederate flag and gun control. But that's not the only way he and his students embrace challenging material. KCUR CJ Janavi caught up with Muhammad as he prepared to release a rap album.
It's a Tuesday afternoon at Shawnee Mission East High School in David Muhammad's international relations class.
Okay, so let's look at what the United Nations says about these rights, and then you're going to decide which ones you feel are most important.
Muhammad's students call him Mr. Moo. He teaches social studies here, and he leads a club where 100 students collect money and canned goods for charities.
Being in the environment of teaching school, you're around a lot of kids who are super motivated and super active, and I just felt like, man, I need to do something to leave behind a voice.
The idea of making a record wasn't new to him.
And I've always wanted to make a music project, a hip-hop project, since I was in high school, and it just never came to light. Just different things in life would divert me from actually just sitting down and achieving it.
When he heard Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly last year, Muhammad knew it was time. He decided to write a record based on The Hunger Games. That dystopian trilogy really spoke to him, he says. But at 31 years old, writing music was something new.
I approached it almost like a lesson plan. I looked at every book, and I went through and I pulled out all the themes that I wanted to cover. And then in the order of how the book presented them. And then I pulled out all the characters and what they represented to me.
This went on for a while. Figure out the book's themes and symbolism.
And you look in the beginning of the book, you have Katniss and you have Gale out in the woods hunting for food when they shouldn't have been. They weren't allowed to do that, and it was illegal for them to do so.
Got us hunting for survival, controlling all the rations, lead to passion that seems tribal. And you could pray for justice like it's written in the Bible.
But that represented something even bigger. You know, life in itself is a hunt, and that you have to constantly fight for your own survival.
The results of Muhammad's writing process are intense.
Have you heard about the tree? There's dead bodies swinging, swaying in the southern breeze.
That image is a very real one in American history. But for one of the singers, Harper Mundy, it wasn't an image of lynching in the American South.
I was thinking it was pretty symbolic. Like, I didn't take it very literally. It reminded me a lot of the imagery from The Hunger Games.
Mundy's a junior at East. She's a fan of the books and movies. But Muhammad wanted to make sure that people who hadn't read them or seen them would still understand what he was saying.
I think that they will sense a relevance to society today. They'll sense a relevance to what's happening on the global scene today. They can feel that. I think everybody is familiar with things like post-traumatic stress, like anxiety, feelings of being oppressed, or revolution, or the idea of being monetized.
Be aware, be present. The same hours afforded to the prince and the peasant.
When it came time to record, besides students, Muhammad also recruited established Kansas City artists like the poet Natasha Rhea Elskari, rappers Stick Figure and Barrel Maker, and producer, Conductor Williams.
I went to people who I was fans of. Everybody on the album, I'm a fan of them. Even the students who sang on it, I had heard them sing at different events, and I was fans of their work, and I looked at it as an opportunity to create something grassroots and organic, and possibly we all can grow together.
Then he had to learn how to actually perform. Conductor Williams helped.
It was almost like going to rap school. Like, I'd never done anything like this before, and he coached me.
In the end, Moo put himself out there.
My favorite song on the album would probably have to be Broken Arrows, which is the last song with Charlie Jensen.
A Shawnee Mission East grad.
And I think it's quite clear.
It was one that was probably the most personal.
So who's scared?
I think I'm too attached to my own optimism. Find light inside the dark beauty in this picture. Scripture points to signs of hope. God, what girl you wrote? Most is terrified by the unseen. I guess they'd rather choke.
I think the entire album was a personal endeavor, but for that one, I felt like I got the most vulnerable.
Students respect that kind of thing, says Shawnee Mission East principal John McKinney.
You know, this generation, more than any other, I've noticed in my time in education, they don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And David really exemplifies that. He speaks to them with respect and as young adults, And I think that they recognize that he respects them and they reciprocate.
I'm really proud of Moo for all the work he's put into this.
Student and collaborator Harper Mundy.
I've been informed about it and kind of involved in it since very close to the beginning, and I've known like how much this means to him and what the messages mean to him.
So partly thanks to his own students, Mr. Moo has finally accomplished his high school dream. David Muhammad's rap name is Brother News. His record, now out on iTunes, is called The Hanging Trees. For KCUR 89.3, I'm CJ Genovese.
Got us hunting for survival, controlling all the rash, lead to passion, this improbable, and you could pray for justice like it's written in